And first off, this the mutant flu virus, which has sent waves of panic throughout western Ukraine, continues its seemingly unstoppable march. Only the fevered speculation of where it came from is spreading faster than the illness. Igor Ogrodnev reports tonight from western Ukraine.
1.5 million have been infected. Tens of thousands more fall ill every day. More than 300 people, many of them with no previous health problems, are dead.
There is a high population density and internal migration in the Ukraine, and this creates a greater risk for our country.
But the rapid spread of disease has given rise to rumors, finger-pointing and conspiracy theories. Doctors in western Ukraine have told of post-mortems where the lungs of the victims were said to be as black as charcoal, comparing the symptoms to the Spanish flu, which wiped out millions in 1918. Others even believe a pneumonic plague is to blame for the high death toll. Another theory causing a frenzy on the internet links the outbreak to deliberate mass spraying of chemicals by planes over Kiev. Local newspapers reported hundreds of eyewitness accounts suggesting this. And then there are those who claim the epidemic was engineered by pharmaceutical companies.
When you look at what's happening in Ukraine, and the fact is that this may be a mutation of H1N1, autopsies being performed are showing that the victim's lungs are pitch black. The research in the H1N1, we can trace it back to basically, it should be called the Jurassic flu. The DNA of a woman who died of the 1918 Spanish flu, the 1918 pandemic, was recovered from her corpse. The DNA was used to recreate this virus.
The World Health Organization denies that this is anything but ordinary swine flu, but warns that the situation remains critical.
This is a virus which everyone is susceptible to, and we don't know in whom it will cause severe disease and in whom it might just cause mild disease. So everyone needs to take a precaution against this disease.
The government response has come under attack. No vaccinations were given before the outbreak, and critics say not enough Tamiflu was stockpiled. Now the antiviral drugs have arrived, but there are uncertainties about who's being given access to them. People in the streets say that ahead of the presidential election, politicians have used the crisis to boost their profile or shoot down their rivals.
There's one piece of advice for the government. Stop confusing the population.
Meanwhile, in western Ukraine, whole hospitals have been converted into emergency wards. Stefania Petrikovich began to feel unwell one day 2 weeks ago. Soon she could barely breathe and had a temperature of almost 40.
I was nearly dead when I was delivered here. They put me on drip and I don't even remember what happened afterwards.
Authorities say infection rates have stabilized for the moment, despite what the rumormongers say. And the streets are full again.
Here in Lviv, people are acting as if the threat has receded. Unlike a few weeks ago, hardly anyone is wearing protective masks. But the scope of the swine flu problem remains astonishing.
Officials say familiarity with virus precautions is breeding complacency and warn that new waves of disease are imminent. Igor Gorodnev, RT, Lvov.